This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Now it's the Senate's turn. It will take up the nearly $900 billion economic stimulus bill this week. A slightly smaller version of the measure passed the House last week without a single Republican vote. Among the Republican complaints, too much of the bill is devoted to social spending, spending they say won't actually stimulate the economy. NPR's Julie Rovner has this report on one key program where the stimulus package and social spending intersect, the Medicaid health program for the poor.
We're going to start with a bit of economic jargon. Medicaid is what's known as a counter-cyclical program. What that means is that when the economy gets bad, the need for Medicaid services goes up, and it hits both the federal and state budgets since Medicaid's costs are shared between the two. But for Arthur Gianelli, who runs a public hospital, nursing home, and five community health centers on Long Island, it's more than just economic mumbo-jumbo. It's real people in pain. In just the past year, he says,
we've seen 15% increase in uncompensated care, a 19% increase in our bad debt percentage for our outpatient visits. Those are two very important indicators of the fact that people are hurting, people are losing their jobs, people are losing their health insurance, and they're coming to our facility to make sure that they continue to get their health care.
With the need for his services up so sharply, Gianelli couldn't keep the doors open without Medicaid.
Medicaid is critically important when times are bad, and we should never forget that.
Yet when times are bad is when states have fewer dollars to spend. Sometimes they reduce coverage so fewer people can qualify. Sometimes they cut payments to health care providers. But Colleen Kraft, a pediatrician from Richmond, Virginia, says in most states, Medicaid payments are already so low.
What happens is that primary care pediatricians, whom 60% work in small businesses, can't afford to accept rates that are lower than what it costs to care for children. So many limit their enrollment of Medicaid children, and many pediatricians don't care for Medicaid children because they can't afford to.
An estimated 46 states are facing budget shortfalls, so both the House and Senate stimulus bills would provide states an additional $87 billion in Medicaid funding, most to be spent over the next 2 years. Many Republicans think that's way too much. Here's how Arizona's John Kyle put it last week at the Senate Finance Committee.
State governments have been on a spending binge for the last 5 years. The expenditures rose 37% just from 2003 to 2007, and they've loaded up their states with debts.
Kyle questions whether it's the federal government's responsibility to provide money to those states.
Or whether, like families who find themselves way over-leveraged, they conclude that they have to do something about it rather than just looking for someone to bail them out to pay their operating expenses.
And it's true, giving states money for Medicaid does allow them to shift funds to education or prisons or whatever, but it also shores up critical health services, says Robin Rudowitz of the Kaiser Commission on Medicaid and the Uninsured. She studied the last round of additional federal funding for Medicaid for the states back in 2003.
We found that it was a very successful strategy to help states both close their Medicaid and general fund budget shortfalls and help them avoid deeper cuts to the program that they otherwise would have had to make because of their financial situation.
Medicaid also stimulates the economy, says Rudowitz, because it's money that states spend right away. And Arthur Gianelli, the Long Island safety net health care provider, says Medicaid is about jobs as much as health care.
Health care providers are amongst the largest employers in any community, and certainly our hospital is no exception. Our corporation, our hospital, nursing home, health centers employ 3,800 people. So to the extent that we're financially viable, that means that we can keep employing people, keep people in good jobs, and make an important contribution to the economy.
Still, expect the Medicaid money to remain a key point of contention this week as the Senate debates the stimulus measure. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.